and it was worth $520 for me not to drive back from Valdez to Homer for the load. I thought it was a little expensive, but it was a nice sale, even though I had to deploy his stabilizers twice. I use the Marine Highway System occasionally for doing construction work where we have to expedite things. Mostly we make other arrangements, but the state system is just a handy tool to have. I don't have much else to say about it. I have spent a lot of time out west, and I would like to see more passages out west, just because I just finished reading Burroughs' accounts were out there, and the Aleutian chain was more populated and had more commerce going 100 years ago than it does today. And I think that it's a place that people ought to see and have access to. And so maybe you could extend the voyages of the Tustamina out the chain by filling in the heavy commerce that is going to take place here during the summertime with the new area.
Ken, one of the things that we discussed earlier today is taking a ferry separately. If, you know, in the best of all worlds, taking a ferry separately that would serve as Homer, Kodiak, or the points in between to the chain and back, and just have that be the segment. Not even Prince William Sound, but just that be the segment. It would be great.
And it seems that the sound gets, you know, when they have the Bartlett going with the sound, that can be a little bit more cohesive over there. And it's an easy trip over the road between Seward and Homer. But where you really save some distances are what they were talking about between Seward or Whittier and Valdez. That saves a lot of road. And between anyone on the Kenai Peninsula and Southeast saves an awful lot of going also. And I think that, I don't know, I've never seen the accounting on it, but I'm sure that you can come up with some pretty startling cost benefits between building a mile of road and one across to run a ferry. I'd be surprised if a ferry didn't provide cost benefits as opposed to building new segments of highway and figuring out a cost benefit.
I know they did do a study on the road to Cordova. It's been a topic of discussion for many years in that community. And the cost to build a road and maintain it, which is where the real cost comes in, especially in a road that traverses the type of country that one is. The ferry system wins hands down the cost of that.
Mr. Gillen?
I think
Malice
Pena is from idea with the road from Juneau.
Okay.
I would just want to comment that I believe you could keep a vessel like the Kennecott pretty darn busy in late summer between here or Seward and outside. And we get an awful lot of calls from people who heard of their motorhome up the road, and they do not
want to go back.
Try to do the same thing in reverse. And I think it would be a really cool way.
Do take company vehicles, of course, for those who simply want to bail out and leave their vehicle here that sticky and put it on board and set it out. We take those.
Awful lot of logistics in that, especially after they come up the highway and their covers have fallen off the inside, they've torn the sewer off underneath, and they do not want to drag that road again. Maybe those can take it back to Anchorage and put it on barge. Or take them back and sell them and fly.
Straight shot from Homer to Bellingham would be about 2.5 days, 3 days most, because it is pretty direct. If you go through Southeast, it's a lot more time.
Yeah, you
have
to go through
the
channel.
Most of them
have
already toured coming up, and they just want to go home.
My plan is to have a separate vessel applying out to the west all the way over to Pavaras.
Right.
I mean, it'll be a European connection.
Not if we're solar certified.
Sure.
We'll be here. A new foreign voyage.
That's right. Yeah. Two big ones, why not? Yeah. I have a little package of information that I've pulled together here. If anybody wants a copy of this, it has a part of the schedule. It also has a bit of information about the ships and some of the cross comparisons and things like that, just to kind of, it isn't all that current, but it, it does provide a good insight as to what's happening. I'm going to leave it here and ask you folks if you want to pick it up or something.
And Jack, I understand the city is hosting a little reception at Donizay's?
At 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? I think everybody should be invited to go to that.
Great, yeah, everybody's on here, everybody's here that's been on the tour. Hopefully some more city folks will be able to.
Great.
Be off work.
You know, while you, at least got a couple of us here, if there's anything else that you'd like us to be aware of with the community here, with the city, I always inquire when I'm down in the neck of the woods here because it's.
Say East End Road.
Transportation.
East End Road.
My wife can speak.
East End Road, okay.
All those visitors.